It just feels weird to say my name, so I won't do it. I can look at this view forever. This is one of my favorite parts of The Hague. I realized as well, as I was kind of trying to decide where I would take you today, virtually, I realized, I think why, I mean, this part of The Hague, but The Hague just in general is real, it feels like home to me in a way that not very many places have felt. And I think, and I was, so I was thinking about that, like, why is that? And I think it is, at least in part, because this is where I moved. I mean, I moved just before I cut contact with my family. And so that, and really that move was part of that process, I suppose. But yeah, we moved here in April and I cut contact on the 1st of July. So it was a time, it was just a very emotionally turbulent time, obviously. But I was thinking about this, and Stuart and I we're obviously still together then. And we moved to this tiny, tiny little flat in the middle of The Hague. And we got into the habit of taking a walk every night just through the town. So every night we would essentially walk through Parliament and around this bit of water and along this path along the pond. And that was just, that was, we did that pretty much every day, unless it was really, really coming down. But yeah, that was part, and we would have these conversations where we were processing everything that was happening and that we were trying to get accustomed to this new reality of me not having any contact with my family. So I think that's kind of, at least in part, like why this place specifically, why The Hague, but why this part of The Hague specifically is such a, yeah, such an anchor for me, such a, like, it's just one of my favorite places.
And it's one of mine too. What's amazing is the day I met you in person, because I had known you virtually for a little bit, but when I got to The Hague and I first met you and we had the dog and we took a lap around, we stood right there. And I had a very powerful moment there with you as well, where it's just like, hey, this is a new place that I'm at. I'd been there for physically been there for 48 hours maybe, like in The Hague, like walking there and being there and new adventure. And it was a really powerful place. And I honestly, I walked there a bunch of times. I took Danny there when she met me there when she first got there, and it's a very powerful place for me as well.
There's just a lot of history to this place. I mean, it's an old place, and it's a place where, you know, and I get this sometimes as well. I remember this walking around Versailles when I went there with school, and just, you know, and just sort of thinking about all these important things that have happened in these rooms, you know, The Hague definitely has, I mean, you know, so many places have that in Europe, obviously, where stuff is just kind of older. But this place as well, like, this is old stuff, right? Lots of stuff has happened here. There's a real sense of time in this place.
What do you call this place, or what is it called, this specific scene?
So this pond is the Hofeifer. Which is the court pond. Sounds a lot less majestic than it feels in touch. But that building is a Binhof, which is our parliament building. And so And it's like an old castle, I guess. It has a courtyard in the middle that you can just walk through. I do often. It's often a shortcut to get from one side of the city to the other. So it's really part of, I really like that actually about this place, because it is where our government sits, and well, they all have their offices there and stuff like that. But then it's also just people trying to get from one shop to the next or from one appointment to the next. So it's really just part of the city. It's not this sort of separated place, which I quite like, because our politicians should be part of our day-to-day life.
Yeah, it's not like you can just walk through the White House in the middle of it or the U.S. Capitol. Right? Like, you can't just stroll through it like, hey, everybody. Like, it's a lot harder to do that.
I remember an evening when I was walking Haber through Parliament, and she did a big jobby right in front of the door to the Prime Minister's office. And this big military police guy walks up to me and says, "Is that a political statement?" And I said, "It very much is." But also, I cleaned it up after, obviously. But I just, you know, it's that kind of thing. Like, you know, it's, yeah. So what happened to you today? Well, my dog took a shit in front of the Prime Minister's office. Because that's life, right? So I now encourage her to do it every time I go there. But anyway. But yeah, so I really do appreciate that about, you know, like the fact that our prime minister takes the bike to work, and like it's all, you know, it all feels a little bit more tangible, I guess. But yeah, and that to the all the way to the right there, that the bigger sort of yellowish building. That's a museum. That's where the girl with the pearl earring is on display, which is a fairly famous painting. So yeah, there's lots of history in that place. And then I also like that, just that whole path along the pond has all these benches, and it just has people sitting there and having their lunch or having a chat, or people watching, just watching the world go by, watching the people walk around. It's just, it's joyous to me anyway.
Question for you. Mm-hmm. You alluded to this a few minutes ago when we were first chatting about this specific place. Would you say, without, you know, getting too deep with the family stuff, would you say that this is the first place that you felt physically home? Being The Hague.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I really felt very... I also felt quite grounded when I lived in Groningen as a student. But yeah, definitely in my sort of more adult years, definitely. The Hague is the place. And it's also the first place where I really feel like I put down some genuine roots. The Hague, and my grandparents were from The Hague. They lived here when they were older. But they went away from The Hague for most of sort of their adult life. My mother grew up in various places around the Netherlands. So in a weird way, it's like connected and also not connected to my family. Like, it still feels like, you know, like my grandparents are buried here, for example, and I sometimes do go to the burial. But it's like there are, like, even on a familiar level, even though I don't have any contact with my family, it still feels like this place has some roots here in that area of my life as well, which is really interesting, actually. And it took me a while to sort of get that's a valid thing in life. So yeah, it really is one of the first places where I really felt like I built some solid connections to other people and to a place.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I appreciate you answering, because that's what it feels like. I mean, you don't live too far from this yourself currently, but just this, it's always sounded like the way that you talk about The Hague, and I know you're from, you know, the Amsterdam area, but this always, to me, has sounded like, as you said, in your adult life, like this is home. This is where you call home.
100%.
This is where you feel the most physically home. So walking around this all the time just really brings back that feeling of home, which is very, very powerful.
Yeah, it really is. And it's funny that you say that, because, yeah, I grew up around Amsterdam. So Amsterdam feels familiar, but I find Amsterdam quite annoying. And yeah, I don't know. The Hague, it's substantially smaller than Amsterdam, which I quite like, because it means that you can get places quite easily. And it, to me, it has more space to it. There's lots of green in this city, which I really appreciate. It's on the beach, so there's that. Just there are so many places in The Hague, like even in the middle of The Hague, where you can just go, like the Hague Forest, which is just down the road from where we're standing on Street View, is really in the middle of the city, but it feels like a forest.
So yeah, we say The Hague, Den Haag for short, but what's the full name of the city?
S'Gravenhage.
S'Gravenhage. It's a mouthful. And what does it translate to?
It really is. The Count, I think, I believe it, the first bit is the Count's. So it's the Count's hedges, but I want to say it just means the Count's garden, I guess. Yeah, so I guess a Count used to live here. Hey, it's Max. Thanks for joining us for a conversational cuppa, and we'll see you next time.